left off yesterday, we just barely started to analyze the Machlekes of Rishonim as to what exactly is the nature of the suffix in the Gemara that was a Musul Davra Chava, Musul Davra Kal. The Gemara presents it as a Machlekes of Meroy, and where there's even such a Klal. The Torah requires that you give Hasra for something. Must you give Hasra with that exact Einish? Or as long as I give Hasra with a stronger Einish, I tell a guy, don't do this because you're going to be Chayav Skila. So even though it turns out he's not really Chayav Skila, he's only Chayav Hereg, maybe that's good enough. This is Yesh B'chara B'Sai Manah. So the Gemara presented as a Machlekes, and the Gemara never explains to us what exactly Amoraim arguing about. So we had a Machlekes yesterday between Taisus and Iran. What exactly is the nature of the Machlekes? So Taisus by us says that Machlekes revolves around Gzeres HaKasa. There's a din d'oraisa called Asra. There's a Gzeres HaKasa that requires Asra. And then within that Gzeres HaKasa, we're not sure what the nature of that Gzeres HaKasa is. Is it this or is it that? Whereas the Shavanah said, heaven says, man, it's not Gzeres HaKasa, it's psychology. Namely, if you give a guy a surah and you say something more chumper, the guy laughing at you, the guy's never going to Kabbalah, it, the guy's nodding, yeah, Makabala, he's not, he doesn't think you're serious because he's giving the wrong surah. So that's the chisar of the Musul Davra Chumper, Musul Davra Kal. So within Shittas HaToysus, the Toys in our Sugya, we had a further deal, and we said, now the Toys in the bottom of the Gimel with Aleph, and Toysus says it's Exer Sakosov, so Toysus writes two lines at the bottom of the Yeshalom with Exer Sakosov with the Be'inon, Shiyantim Antimel Osa Misman Kal Bechamur. Toysus says, that the nature of the Gzeres HaKosov is a Gzeres HaKosov in Hilchas Mater Atzba L'Misa. So we were quick to point out that the Gemara Masech HaSanhedrin of Mem, of the Malef, has two different sets of Gzeres HaKosovs Hilchas Asra. There's one whole series of Gzeres HaKosovs to teach me that you need Asra in the first place. Yetzim Asra is Tach Gzeres HaKosov. You need a Pasuk for that. And the second Gzeres HaKosov is that you need Yatir Atzba L'Misa. You must amaze, hache, you must be atzmoy. But the nidon has to say himself that I'm here by Makabal for myself to Mises Bezin. He has to verbalize, it's not enough for him just to give him Asra. He has to verbalize that he's being Makabal to Mises Bezin, hache, you must amaze, matter atzmoy to Misha. He comes to us and says, this Gzeres HaKosov, yatra atzmoy to Misha, maybe it's within this Gzeres HaKosov. One could argue that it has to be Muslim Davracham, or I'm sorry, it has to be Muslim Osa Davar, and Muslim Davracham, Muslim Davracham is not going to work. So we left off at the end of the shiur yesterday with a question: if Taisus is already in the realm of Gzeres HaKosov, Taisus is already in the world of Gzeres HaKosov, why did Taisus have to formulate the suffix of the Gemara, the Machlokes of the Gemara, within this Gzeres HaKosov? Why not within this Gzeres HaKosov? Within the first Gzeres HaKosov, just the Yetzim HaAsura? Maybe the definition of Asura has to be: don't do this, you can be Chayav Mises Beis Din. And you have to single out the correct Mises Beis Din. If you give the Misa Chomer, if you spell out the Misa Chomer, maybe that's no good. So we state in Gzeres HaKosov number 2, in the realm of Yatra Atzvah Misa, this is more subject somehow to this Machlokes rather than Gzeres HaKosov number 1. That's pretty much where we left off for yesterday. So the answer to the question is very poshut. But the nature of Din number 1, the nature of the Din of Asura, the very essence of Asura, is fundamentally, radically different than Din number 2, of Yatra Atzvah Misa. There are two parts that go into making a person Chayav Mises Beis Din. One is the Yisr itself. We have to discuss that he didn't have Eirach. If he didn't do anything wrong, it's kind of hard to be Chayav Mises Beis Din if not doing anything wrong. So the first basic component is to be Mavar that he did something wrong, that he violated an Yisr. Now violating an Yisr doesn't just mean violating an Yisr, it means violating an Yisr b'mezeh. If you violate an Yisr b'shoygeg, that's a different kind of an Aver. Aver b'shoygeg, whether you hold an Aver b'shoygeg, it's called the Mais Aver, not called the Mais Aver, that's a whole different ballgame. But it's not enough of a Mais Aver in order to be, for the parish of Mrs. Basin to kick in. So first and foremost, we have to be Mavarer that there was an Yisr that was done, and when we say Yisr that was done, we mean an Yisr b'mezeh was done. Then there's a second here. Second thing has to be accomplished, you go to make a person Chayav Mrs. Basin. Just because I violated an Isser doesn't necessarily mean that I'm Chayav Mrs. Beis Din. There are a lot of Isserim, eating Chazer, doing Melach and Yontav, wearing Shatnez, well, those are all Isserim, but those are not Isserim, they carry with them a Chayav Mrs. Beis Din. So I have to address the fact there's an Onus here also. So when the Torah tells us that there are two halachas, there's a Din of Hasra, there's a Din of Yatras and Lemisa, each one of these halachas is addressing a different dimension of what's necessary in order to be Chayav Mrs. Beis Din. I have to first identify an Isser, and then I have to identify that this Isser carries with it an Einish, and this person is subject to that Einish. The first basic din of Hasra really has nothing to do with Onshin. It's just a question of being Mavar. Does the guy know that he does an Isser or not? to be determined. Once we know that he violated Nisa, then we'll open up Chumashim. We'll try to figure out. We'll look up the Mishnayos and Sanhedrin. We'll learn to figure out, is this a type of Nisa that's subject to Mrs. Beis Din? But the goal of Hasra is not to be Mevai where this Chai Mrs. Beis Din. That's not the purpose of Hasra. There's nothing in the Hasra Gufa that indicates that it has to be Dafka, 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 Einish oriented. The goal of Hasra is Isser oriented. It's to be Keveya She'ovar Isser, and of course, Ovar Isser by definition means amazing. That's the goal of Hasra. The goal of Yatras for the Misa is to say that not only was it Issa violated, but the person understood, we understand, the person understands that there's a ramification, there's a consequence of that Issa. That's an Issa Hamevi Lidei Onesh. The word Onesh doesn't enter into our dictionary in Gezeiras HaKasuv number one. The word iser only the word onish only enters into our dictionary in Gezeiras HaKasuv number two. And just listen to the words. You must ha mes, misa. That means you have to be kabbal the onish. Hasrut means that you kaveh that the iser was done. Here it has to be a kabbalas onish. Obazoi that Gezeiras HaKasuv number one, the etzem din, the basic din of hasra, has nothing to do with onshin. It would be pretty silly to talk about, well, I gave the guy a hasra. I told him that he's chayav skila, and lo and behold, he's really only chayav chenek. Whether he's chayav skila, whether he's chayav chenek is not part of the din. That's not the discussion. The discussion is it asr or is it not asr? If it's asr, it doesn't really interest me in Gezeiras HaKasuv number one what the onesh is going to be. These are two separate halachas. These are different dinim. To be kaveya that it's asr, mechpatli, whether he thinks it's skila, he thinks it's rape, he thinks it's chayav, it's chenek. What's the difference? He knows what he's doing is asr. That's it. That's all that matters. When we come to din number two of Yatras for Lamisa, then we can begin to discuss what is the term in Yatras for Lamisa. Do you have to be Matar Atzvacha Osa Misa? Or maybe it's enough to be Yatras Atzvacha in general to Misa, even though you got the wrong Misa, you got the too high, too low, it doesn't make a difference. So the Chari, that's what Taiz is driving at. Taiz's entire pshat is predicated on the fact that din number one and din number two are radically different from one another. They have no shaykhs to one another. One is Isser oriented, one is Eidish oriented. Rabbi Shai, in order for this pshat to fly in Taisus, we have to be correct. We have to be correct in our analysis that these two dinim, these two Gezeiras HaKasuv, are really radically different from one another. And our entire pshat, our entire beer in the nuance of the Lashon HaTaisus is going to break down if there's some kind of a connection between these two dinim. If these two dinim are not as separate as we suspect they are, then we're going to have a lot of problems with this Taisus. Rabbi Sag, this presentation I just gave, that there's din number one and there's din number two, and Kamechak Mizrach and Ma'ariv, they have nothing to do with each other. One's a Gezeiras HaKasuv of Issa, one's a Gezeiras HaKasuv of Einish, and they have mamash zero, not related to each other. They're two different conditions that have to be met. This is a major, major machlekes that we share in Maseches Sanhedrin. And this machlekes revolves around the Sugya Maseches Sanhedrin, Nandaf Mem Amud Beis, where the Gemara actually outdoes what we have on the board. The Gemara actually describes three different stages of Hilchos Hasra. Anyone read the Gemara carefully? Everyone looked at the Maram and the Gemara talks about three different components of Hasra. The Gemara talks about, number one, the Hasra itself. That's how the Braisa starts. Hisrei Simboi, right? The Braisa says, we asked the aid of Hisrei Simboi, did you give Hasra? So Hasra number one. Then the Gemara has another category, which we haven't even talked about yet. What's that? What does the Gemara say? What's the Lashna Gemara? Who's got Gemara sent here for me? Where are we? Mem on the base. We asked the Adam three questions that are relevant for Hasra. Hisrei Simboi, Kibul of Hasra, Hitir Atzma Lamisa. And Hamish Techti Dibra, okay, we're not interested in Techti Dibra, we spoke about that last night. Okay. So Hisrei Simboi, Kibul of Hasra, and Hitir Atzma Lamisa. Those are the three questions that we asked the Adam on the Fenomenal Days. So Hisrei Simboi, was there Hasra? Then we ask them, Kibul Hasra? Was the guy Makabal Hasra? And what's the third question we ask him? Was he what? Hitir Atzmoi Lamisa. Can somebody explain to me what this is? What those words mean, Kibul Hasra? How do you go about, imagine we were acting this out, we're putting on a little Hanukkah skit. and someone's going to be makabel hasara for me. You want to give me the words that he uses? What does kibul hasara mean? What? So comes Rashi on the spot and says, kibul hasara, yedeya ani shekereni muza shlo lasis. The words kibul hasara, says Rashi, mean that the person says, what does he say? He says, yodeya she'osur. That's pretty much what Kabbalah Sasra is. And he knows that what he's doing is osur. What is Kabbalah Sasra according to Rashi? It's a response to what? It's a response to what? To question number one, right? Statement number one. Statement number one is there has to be a hasra given, namely, this is osur. Right? That's the statement of the masra. This is osur. And the response of the musra, the response of the nidon is, yodea nisha osur. Have we seen any mention of oinshin yet? Not yet. Is the guy makabel oinshin yet? No. What was Rashi's loshin? Yodea nisha osur. So he responded, echmir amazed. That's what he says. I'm amazed. I know the din. I didn't forget the din. It's tech deib. I got the whole 9 yards. That's what Kabbalah Sasra is according to Rashi. So Kabbalah Sasra is the end of which paragraph? It's the end of paragraph one. One and two are one paragraph, according to Rashi. Hasra is the statement to him, and the Kabbalah Hasra is the response on behalf. And it ends over here. According to Rashi, we ascertain all we need to ascertain. Statement number one was, we asked him, we told him, this is Asr, and he responds, yes, I know it's Asr. Finished, end of discussion. According to Rashi, when statement number three enters, it is not a response to anything. It's not any more B-roar to number one. We know the answer to number one. We already received the answer to number one through statement number two, Kabbalah Sasra. Statement number three is a new entity altogether. What's the nature of the new entity according to Rashi? It's very simple. One and two are addressing which dimension of the Yisr? The Yisr. And statement number three is addressing what? The Einish. According to Rashi, we're right on target. Statement number three is radically different from statement number one, because statement number one came to an end with statement number two. Rabbi said, if you take a look at the Yad Ramah, I put on the Marmar Kemis. Here, put more than one Yad Ramah on the Marmar Kemis, no? The Ramah, the Masechah Sanhedrin, on page. Oh, Yad Ramah. So the Ramah says in the first line on Mem Amud Beis, Kibul of Hasra. So the Ramah is explaining, he's writing a Taich, that's his job, he's writing a Perush in the Gemara. So what do those words mean, Kibul of Hasra? Kloimar, Hitir Atzvoy Lamisa. See what the Ramah just did? What did the Ramah just say? The Ramah just gave you a radically different shot to what statement number two is. Come to the Ramah and says, Kabbalah Hasra means number three. You know what the Ramah just told us? There is no what? There is no statement number two. We made up statement number two, says the Ramah. It doesn't exist. According to the Ramah, statement number two is what? What is statement number two? It's really what? It's really statement number three. When the Gemara said, Kibul of Asura, what the Gemara meant was, Kidel Lakamon, as we're about to say, the Dinim Hitras Velamisa. There is no statement that the person says, a Makabal that it's Asur. According to the Ramah, the Hitras Velamisa is goof for the Kabbalah Sasra. So according to the Ramah, statement number three is a response to what? What's it a response to? It's the follow-up to what statement? To statement number one. There is no statement number two, according to the Ramah. It comes out that according to the Ramah, there are two things that are happening. There are two parts of the discussion that are taking place. The first is the Hasra, which says, don't do this. That's a terrible thing. Don't do this. It's grrr. And then the person has to accept that statement. And by saying Hitiras Velavisa, he is hereby concluding the significance of statement number one. According to the Ramah, the Hitiras Velavisa is not an independent statement. Hitiras Velavisa is the end of statement number one. It's part of the Asura Gufa. According to the Ramah, what fell by the wayside? Our whole Shtikl Torah and Taisus. We developed the whole Shtikl Torah by saying that there are two dinim, according to Taisus. There's a din of Hasra itself, which is the din in the Yisr, and there's a din of Hitaras Velamisa, which is the din in the Einish, and the two really have nothing to do with each other. And we could pilpul about what the nature of the din of Hitaras Velamisa is. According to the Ramah, that's not true. The whole thing is predicated on something not correct. According to the Rama, there is no separate, independent halacha called Hiter Atzma L'Misa. Hiter Atzma L'Misa is the same thing as Asura. It's the end of the Asura. It's the Kabbalah Asura. According to Rashi, who holds, we already have a Kabbalah Asura. There's a need for a second statement, which is the end of the Asura. That's the Kabbalah Asura. Statement number three is a new halacha. It's a second new paragraph. According to the Ramah, there is no new paragraph. It's the end of the first paragraph. There is no independent halacha of Yat Atzma L'Misa. Yat Atzma L'Misa is halacha, the Kabbalah Asura. So the Chora Arshtim Otter and Taisus, there are two different halachas, and one is the din of Amish, one is the din of Isra. That only makes sense in the worldview of Rashi of Asura. According to the Ramah, the Chora doesn't make any sense. So let's take this Taisus one step further. So we just committed Taisus to Shittus Rashi and Sanhedrin. Let's go one step further. Taisus just told us that this discussion in the Gemara about Musul of the Rechomer having Musul of the Kao is revolving around the Din of Hiter Atzma L'Misa. This is a prop, there's a detail, there's a machlekes of Aroi, within what constitutes a proper Hiter Atzma L'Misa. This is Gzeiras HaKlal, Yom HaSameis. How far does this go? Do you need a literal Hiter Atzma L'Misa, or is it good enough? Misul Rechomer, Misul Kala? That's the machlekes in the Gemara. This sugya of Musul of the Rechomer having Musul of the Kao is not only true by Mises Beis Din. Where else is it true by Sai? What other Einshin is it true by? The discussion, the machlekes between Rav Simi, Rav Shisha and Rav Ashi, the machlekes whether Musul Davar Chomer, Musul Davar Kal, is not only relevant for Chayav Mises Beis Din. What other Einshin Shaguf does this machlekes play out in? Malchus, how do we know that? That's what the Gemara is talking about, right? The Gemara is revolving around the Malkus and Malka Chaveray, right? Pen Yosef, that we spoke about yesterday. The Malkus of Pen Yosef is depending on the Machlokes of Ashi and Rav Shisha. So there's no question in the world that this is a given, Chayk Lo Yavar, that the Sukkia of Musul Davar Chomor, whether or not it's going to be good for the Rakao, is not only true by Misa, that's for sure, it's also true by Malchus, that's a given. According to Taisus, what other halacha can we extract from Ersugya? I mean, that's not for favorish in the Gemara at all. But according to Taisus, the Sugya Musul Davra Chomor licked in the Sugya of Yatar Atzmel Misa, then we can be Mechadish, a new din deraisa here, that in order to give a person Malchus, you have to have Yatar Atzmel Luat. I just made up a din deraisa. Mamash yesh b'yayim. That I don't know from the Gemara. There's no such statement. You can learn all the Masechet Sanhedrin, and you'll never find such a din. The only time the Gemara talks about yatar atzma is only vis-a-vis misa. But according to Tosfos, it must carry over to Malkus as well. There's no other way to explain it. Because according to Tosfos, if the sugya musul davar chomer applies to Malkus, and according to Tosfos, the din of musul davar chomer is a problem because yatar atzma. Zetman Fandal, if A equals B, B equals C, so obviously there's a din of by Malchus also, just as by Misa there's a din of Mater Atzmai, Lamisa, so to by Malchus there must be a din of Mater Atzmai, Lamalchus. So we were just bedayik a din deraisa, we went all the Masechet Sanhedrin, we never figured this out. All of a sudden we learned the Taisus super stuff, Lama Gimel, one line at the end of Taisus, and we came to the realization that Taisus is telling us that a din of Matar Atzma L'Misa carries over to Malchus as well. Is that a great surprise to anybody? It's a little bit of a surprise, I don't know, a great surprise, a little bit of a surprise. Why? What's the Mokor for Yatar Atzma L'Misa? What's the Mokor? Who remembers Sanhedrin Malach, what's the Pasuk? Yumas Hameis. That sounds like a guy dying. That doesn't sound like a guy getting Malchus. So, again, it's a Chiddush. I didn't say it's necessarily a tremendous Chiddush, but it's an eye-opener. It's something at least to make note of. When you learn Ksubas Lam and Gimel Amud Aleph, and you see that Taisus applies, the Taisus says that the nature of the din of Musul Davar Chomer licked in Hilchas Matar Atzma L'Misa, so you automatically see that the din of Yatar Atzma L'Misa applies Beba Misa, Beba Malchus. But everyone asks him to this right from Taisus Klor. No question about it. See, divrei Torah, niyam b'machamacher, niyam b'machamacher, and nishir b'machamacher. You learn Masechet Sanhedrin, you never figure this out. That's what you got to learn Ksubas before Sanhedrin. So now, hopefully, we're at Hashem. If we learn Sanhedrin, hopefully, sometime we'll learn Sanhedrin, maybe next year even. So we will already know that Taisin Ksubas, I'm giving it all. That's something important to say about a Sugya and Sanhedrin that we probably never get to next year anyway. Okay. So much, because it's way, it's stuff mem. Not a chance. Okay. Rabbi say, Everyone agree to this thesis? By far not. There are Rishonim out there who clearly don't buy into this thesis. There are Rishonim out there who hold that Yatir Atzvah L'Misa was never said by Malchus. There is no such thing. It doesn't appear in heaven. It doesn't exist. Anyone know which great Rishon most probably disagrees with thesis? Which great Rishon probably holds there is no din of Yatir Atzvah L'Malchus? Never was, never is, never will be. Anyone know? I didn't put so many Mamakomas on. Come on. Let's figure it out. Who's the Bar Plukta of Tysus in this one? Nobody read the Rambam? Didn't I put Mamakomas the Rambam on? I thought so. Comes the Rambam. Comes the Rambam. Look at the second Rambam first. Rambam Lucha Sanhedrin break the Chesel Ochehei. Misha Avar L'Sakareis, V'Misa's Beizdin, V'Hisubay, V'Hirkin B'Reishay, Ashasak. That means the guy's nodding, he's V'Lokir L'Vasra. But he didn't do a formal Kabbalah Sasra. Whatever that means, we don't know yet. In Hergin Oso, V'Ein Malkin Oso. So he's not Chayav Misa, not Chayav Malkis. Means that you have to have, not just Sasra, you have to have Kabbalah Sasra, no matter what. V'Misa Malkis, you need Kabbalah Sasra. But, look at the first Rambam now. The Rambam is talking about a detail in Hilchos Shavuos, but from a statement of the Rambam, a description of the Rambam, a detail in Hilchos Shavuos, we have an eye-opener in terms of the Dinim of Asura concerning Malchus. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shavuos, per beis loch yedeis, v'chein shami neshavuos en uchayv at shiapiv libo shavim. If a guy takes a Shavua, so the Shavua is only binding if he was planning on saying what he said. Sometimes a person says something, so they meant to say X, and they ended up saying Y, by mistake. Person speaks faster than he's thinking. So he meant to say X, he says Y. That's not called the Shavua. Lefikach. Im nishbecha b'faneinish lo yeichal hayoim v'ocha. A guy took a ned, they took a Shavua in front of us that said, he's not going to eat anything today. That was the lush of a Shavua. He said, he swears he's not going to eat anything today. V'hisubay. And they give him malchus, right? Because he's 8 o'clock in the morning, he says he's not going to eat anything. At 10 o'clock in the morning, he sits down to eat, and we start to give him malchus. V'hisubay. V'omar. Ani lohaya b'libi, ala shlo eitze hayoim. V'tol l'shayni v'haytze achila, shlo haysa b'libi. So 2 hours later, when the Adam see the guy sitting down, he's got his napkin on, he's already starting eating. So we see a guy violating the sir, and it's a shvua. Because it violates a shvua, it's chai malchus. So the guy took a shvua at 8 o'clock in the morning, he's not going to eat. 10 o'clock in the morning, he's sitting down to eat. The Adam say to him, don't eat, you said you're not going to eat, don't eat, l'yachal devor, don't eat. And the guy says, I said not to eat. They said, yeah, we have a video, we got it on tape. I said, I meant to say I'm not going to go out to eat, I'm not going to eat it. I said, ochal, I meant to say eitze, the whole thing was a matos. So what's the din? I raise it, I don't like you. How you need the guy Malchus? It's quite possible he's telling the truth. It's quite possible he's not telling the truth, but we have no way of knowing. So since it's possible the guy is telling the truth, that it was never shvu in the first place, so it turns out he's not violating this, so he can't give the guy Malchus. That seems a pretty straightforward din. But, the Rambam says, sometimes we can ascertain that he's takanat telling the truth. Sometimes we can figure out on our own that when the person said lo ochal, he meant lo ochal. How are we going to do that? Achi yoda b'fnei edim kodim sheyochal shalachila nishba. Let's say at 8 o'clock in the morning he said this statement, lo ochal. 9 o'clock in the morning, he's walking around telling everybody, did you hear that shvua? Well, I'm going to lose 10 pounds today, I'm not going to eat anything. Did you hear what I said? At 10 o'clock in the morning, he sits down to eat, and we say, don't eat, you're going to be chayav malchus. He says, I said not to eat. I said I'm not going to go outside. I never said anything about eating. So the beis din turns around to him and says, you're a shakran. You're shakran twice. You're shakran in your shvu and you're shakran now. He said, your mom is lying through your teeth. He said, an hour ago you told us, you walked around the farsim to the world that you said you're not going to eat. You're not going to believe now to say that you didn't mean that. Of course you meant that. So the Rambam says we could figure out externally, we can come up with information, we can come up with evidence to prove that the guy really meant what he said and said what he meant. So that's how the Rambam still gets. So the basic format of the halacha is everybody agrees if it was a shvua betalos, it's takanat chal. People leave a shavin, that's a din deraisa, you need people leave a shavin. Most of the time, we have no way of knowing whether it's people leave a shavin. We can't go into his heart, so we have to just figure out on our own. If we have no way of ascertaining people leave a shavin, then misafik is potter. If we have our external ways of collecting evidence, one of them being he himself spilled the beans an hour ago, so that's considered to be enough for raya. He can no longer refute us, and he's going to be chayav malchus. So far the Ram hasn't said anything yet. I mean, he said a lot of things, but not relevant for us yet. But then the Ram gives you another way. What's another way of us knowing that he really meant he's not going to eat? Oshakibo of Hasra, for lo ton shato be'es Hasra. Afa b'shatan acharkach ein shomun loy. What's another way, says the Rambam? An alternate way is that we gave him Hasra, we told him don't eat, and he was Makabal Hasra. We don't know what that means yet. He was Makabal Hasra. And he didn't argue with us at the time. He was Makabal Hasra, whatever that Nusach of Kabbalah Hasra means. He didn't argue with us. And then we drag him into Beis Din, and Beis Din says, we're going to give you Malkus. And the guy says, you're going to give me Malkus? He says, I never took a shvu in the first place. And people leave a shovin. So what does the Beis Din say to him? You're a shakwin. Why? If you didn't mean to take a shvua, if you were really a shvua betos, what should you have said at the time? You should have told us at the time. What are you mekabel hasra for? You were mekabel hasra, and now you're going to tell us an hour later that it was never shvua in the first place. That's mamash shakwin. So the Rambam is giving you two descriptions, two different ways of us picking up information. The best way to do it is if we could read his mind. If we could read this guy's mind, if we can give him a lie detector test, we could really show for sure. So it's definitely say for sure that this guy really meant what he said and said what he meant, and we would give him Malkus straight out. The only problem is we always have this latest asofik, maybe it's in people Liboshavin, so we're searching for ways to be mavar what his kavana is. It's very hard for us to do that, so we have to bring out the best of the psychologist and try to prove how we can get into this guy's heart, into his soul. How are we going to figure out what he meant? So the Ram gives you two answers. The Ram says, well, number one is, if the guy's been walking around for the last 2 hours telling everybody about his shvua, that's one way. And the other way is, if the guy was mekabel hasra, if he's mekabel hasra, so then for shteitzach, of course, he's going to be chay of malchus. Stop. Stop. Stop the Rambam. You should hold on to the Rambam. You're medeinu rabbeinu. What's the Rambam talking about? What did the Rambam just say? The Rambam says we have two different ways of figuring out what his kavana was. Either if he was walked around telling us, or if he was mekabel hasra. What do you mean, or if he was mekabel hasra? What do those words mean, or if he was mekabel hasra? No? No? Of course he was mekabel hasra. If he wasn't mekabel hasra, who's getting malchus in the first place? Ayin Rambam mechus Sanhedrin, prekid cheslocha. Pay that. Okay. What's the Rambam talking about? The Rambam's giving you different options of being mevar what the emes was. Either we'll look around, has he said anything in the past, or was it Kabbalah? What do you mean, is it Kabbalah Surah? What is it Kabbalah Surah? Without Kabbalah Surah, what's there to talk about? So come the Acharenim and say, what the Rambam must mean is that there are two different parts of Kabbalah Surah. There's a certain part of quote-unquote Kabbalah Surah that's absolutely critical, even by Malchus, and you can't budge, and you can never give a guy ever Malchus. You can't give a guy Malchus for Chazir. You do a Malach HaNyot for a Shatnes without the Kabbalah Sasra. That's not the Kabbalah Sasra that Rambam's talking about. For Shavuos. What's the difference? What's the Kabbalah Sasra that's absolutely critical for every case? And what's the Kabbalah Sasra that's case by case, sometimes yes, sometimes no, that if it's there, we're going to use it to ascertain. If it's not there, we'll have to ascertain in a different way. What's the difference, Rabbi Yisrael? What did the Gedolei Acharonim say? What's the answer? What is that Kabbalah Sasra that's not absolutely critical, that could sometimes be there, sometimes not? If it's there, that'll be a great way of figuring out what happened. If not, we'll have to move on without it. What's that Kabbalah Sasra the Rambam's talking about? The Rambam doesn't really mean what we've been calling Kabbalah Sasra. What does the Rambam really mean? Yatar Atzvah L'Malkus. The Rambam Shita is that there is no din of Yatar Atzvah L'Malkus. There never was, there never will be. There never was an absolute critical requirement of Yatar Atzvah L'Malkus. If this particular guy was Matar Atzvah L'Malkus, and then we're in business, that's going to do the job for us. That's going to be the best proof that the guy really meant the Shavua. If he opens up his big mouth and tells us that he is Matar Atzvah L'Malkus, but we can move on without it. Just because he wasn't Matar Atzvah L'Malkus, that in and of itself does not prevent us absolutely from giving Malkus. It's going to make life harder for us in Hilchos Shavuos, because we're going to have to look for other proofs what the guy's Kavanah really was. But it's not imperative, it's not critical to Hilchos Malkus, it's not Ma'akiv in Hilchos Malkus to have a Yatar Atzvah L'Malkus. Because there never was, there never is, there never will be such a din of Yatar Atzvah L'Malkus. You know why? I'll tell you why, very simply why. Why? Why is there no din of Yatar Atzvah L'Malkus? It says you must amaze. It's a din by Misa, Vishtei by Malkus. So Rabbi Yisai, you can learn all of Masechet Sanhedrin. Over 110 blad, whatever it is. A lot of blad of Masechet Sanhedrin. And walk away at the end of the Masechta, not having a clue whether the din of Yatar Atzvah L'Misa carries over to Malkus or not. you can learn daf mem, daf memal from today till tomorrow. You have no raya from anything. But the din of yatatz and misa carries over to malchus. The only two makayrus in the rishonim of the discussion are shalabim kaiman. One is the taisis in ksubas daf lama gimel, and one is the Rambam talked about in hilchos shavuos. That's what you got to know called tarkula. You can't just know maseches in heaven. You got to learn a lot of other things. So now we have a major machlokes on a din deraisa about this zeres hakos of yumas ameis, right? Yatir, atzmai, lamisa. Okay, we have no idea what the din is based on the Gemara. We have a Taizen Ksubis that says that it carries over to Malchus as well. And we have a Rambam in Luchos Shavuos that says that it does not carry over to Malchus. Right, everyone got the Rayas? It's a Beferusha Taizus and a Beferusha Diyuk from a Rambam, even though that may be a stira in terms. So Beferish a deer from a Tais, Beferish a deer from a Rambam about this very Shaila. Which one?
He says over here that if you give a Hasra in a case where it's either five Misas Bees, then O Malchus, if you reach Pater, Vachin and Shasta, Kirk and Brush, Pater, Vafilo Amar Yodiani Pater, Ashiyat Yat Molonisa. And over there, it seems like he's talking about Malchus also.
Ad sheyater atzmo lemisa. So that lush, and the Acharonim pick up on that lush. Right, right. The Acharonim point out, where do we have that? That was in, what was that? Right, 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 right. Right. Well, to feel me, Danny Potter. Right. But the lush in Harambam is very, very funny. Right? Because even there, even though the Ram started out with Malchus, the Ram switches immediately to Misa. So the Lashon is very, very not Meduyuk in this Ram. It's very hard to read this Ram in this right. Right, you're right. So basically, let's assume for now we have such a Machlokes. Let's guess for now we have Machlokes. The other Meishivas, those who don't understand it. So it's Yadua, this is the Machlokes ties in the Rambam. What I want to know is what's the Nekudas of Machlokes. I want to know, what are they really fighting about? What's the nature of this machlokes? About is there a din of yat v'atzva l'malchus or not? What does that machlokes depend upon? So Rabbi say, yesh lachor, when you see a detailed machlokes such as Taizen Rambam here, you have to go back to the drawing board, go back to the ABCs, and ask yourself, what is the nature of this gzeres hakosov? Of Yumas Ameis, okay? Yumas, right? Yumas Ameis, Xeris HaKosov, Yatarat Bavimisa. One can understand this in one of two ways. All of two words in Chumash, Yumas Ameis. What's licked at this Xeris HaKosov, Yumas Ameis? So one can understand this in one of two ways. We already know before we get to this pasuk of Yumas Ameis, there's a din of Hasra. That we read enough about the psukim. Habos b'sama kosher zaitim, psukim b'maseches nehillim daf mem amud beis, ki yazir ish, at shiyah meizid. We know this already. There's a din of hasra. We know there's a din of hasra. So what's the added component of yatrat v'lamisa? So one can understand this in one of two ways. Either one can understand that the gzeres hakosov of yatrat v'lamisa is a type of gzeres hakosov called the misfareshas. We've had these kinds of chikiras before. It's mefarish to us. It's adding on an interpretation of a pre-existing halacha. What is the pre-existing halacha? What's the starting point? Hasra. Hasra, we know that already. I don't need this possibility to be hasra. I already know this hasra from half a dozen other makayras. There's a din of hasra. Now comes the Torah, it says in Pasha Shaitim, that pre-existing din of hasra, let me tell you another component in that halacha. Let me tell you another detail of the halacha that you may not have figured out on your own. You thought hasra just means, don't do that. Don't do that. You're going to be in trouble. Don't be a bad boy. Don't do that. So comes the din of Yumas Habeis, Yatat Ruiz, and teaches me that it's not enough just to give hasra. It's not called hasra. It's not a hasra b'shlemusa until you have Yatarat v'lemisa. So according to this tzad, Yatarat v'lemisa is a prat b'hilchos hasra. It's a din that's mefaresh, the pre-existing din of Hasra. Or, no. Hasra, we finished the Sugya of Hasra. We had a siyum already in Hilchos Hasra. Hadron Halachas Hasra, we're done with Hasra. Comes the Torah in Parshas Shoftim and says, there's another halacha. There are a lot of things that have to happen before a person gets killed. He has to do the Aveira, there's got to be Hasra, there's got to be Eidim, there's got to be Eidim Shev, you have to do Shvech Hakira, you have to have a Bezin, 23 Dayanim, and you have to have Yatra Atzma L'Misa. This is another detail in the process, in the protocol of Chiyah Misa's Bezin. This is not Hasra, Hasra's over already. I told the guy, don't do it. It's a bad thing, don't do it. The guy does it anyway, so he did it, finished. Come on, you. It's not a prod Hilchos Hasra. It's a din chadosh, a brand new halacha called din number 2, or din number 3, whatever you want to call it, din number 75th condition necessary in order for the person to give a chiyah mitzvah beis din. It's not a prod Hilchos Hasra, it's a new halacha. B'chor manaf kemina, between these two tzedadim, Rabbi say, manaf kemina, l'gabe what? L'gabe what? L'gabe malchus. We know that there's a din of Hasra for malchus. I don't need to learn Pasha Shoftim for that. Everybody knows there's a din of Hasra for malchus. The Gemara says the Feirish. The Gemara of Mem and Sechas Edrin says all the psukim that teach us there's a din of Hasra, there's a din of Hasra for malchus, there's a din of Hasra for Misa. We know there's a requirement of Hasra for malchus. So if you hold the first time, the Chakira, that the din of Yatra Aspel and Misa is a prat and a pre-existing halach of Hasra, so you have to plug it in. Whatever the Torah says you need Hasra, this is Hasra. Without Yatra Aspel and Misa, there's a chisar in Hasra. There's a nishkin Hasra b'shle Musa, unless you have a Yatra Aspel and Misa. So since there is a din of Hasra ben Malchus, for Shteitzach, there's going to be a din of Yatra Aspel and Malchus. It's no great rocket science. If there is a din of Asura that already exists by Malchus, and the definition of Asura means Kabbalah, means Yatra Atzma L'Misa, the Peshtetzach is going to apply to Malchus as well. But if you tell me that the din of Yatra Atzma L'Misa is a new din, it's a Chiddush, Mamash, out of the middle of nowhere, it came Mamash out of left field, the din Chadash. We have a rule when it comes to din to Chiddushim, we're very, very weary about Chiddushim. I don't know, but Ashiya, we like to throw around Chiddushim. But you know, you're supposed to be very weary about Chiddushim. We have a cloud called if the Torah says it's true by Misa, it's all signed by Misa. Mechatesa by Malchus. You need a possible exercise of cause, you need a drasha. You can't just extrapolate one to another. If the nature of the din is it's a prat of Hasra, so we already know Hasra applies to Malchus. So you just plug in all the details of Hasra into Malchus as well. But if it's a din chadash, a different atzmai, then the chayra, the Rambam is correct, then it shouldn't apply in the realm of Malchus. That's the Pashas Adorim. That's the Pashas, the beer. Famous Lomdash of Beer in the Machlekes of Gedolei HaRishonim. So in terms of where do the Rishonim line up here, Rabbi Say? Where do the Rishonim line up? So the Rambam is on the team of, it's a Din Chadash, assuming Yadiyuch in the Rambam is right. We're going to work with that for now. Putting aside all the technical details of that Rambam. We're going to assume that Apshah in the Rambam is correct. They talk that there is no Din of Yatra Atzmah L'Misa by Malchus. You take a look at Mishnas Yavetz from Jolti. Sal Jolti, he's very famous for his Archaim thing. He has some great stuff in Chosh Mishpat also. So Chosh Mishpat, he works with this Mahalach and the Shittas Rambam. He assumes this is what the Rambam meant. So according to this understanding, that's a Din Chadash, the Rambam makes a lot of sense, it doesn't carry over to Malchus. Who ends up over here, Rabbi Say? Taiz ends up over here. Taiz ends up over here. Taiz ends up on the team, on the side of the Hagira. It's a prad in Hilchos Hasra, it's a perish of the Hasra, and therefore it carries over to Malchus freely and easily. Rabbi Say, we didn't want that to happen. We just violated the cardinal rule of Hilchos Chakiras. We had a Chakira that just got us where we didn't want to end up. We're not supposed to do that. Why? Why do we not end up where we're supposed to? We set this GPS and we ended up in the wrong city. Where do we want Tosis to fall on the Chakira? Tosis were the ones, we developed the whole Shtickel Torah before. The Tosis were the ones who read into Rashi Shita in Sanhedrin that Kabbalah Sasura, that's the end of the Hasura. Yatra Atmos was a brand new din. That's why Tosis in Asuki doesn't mention anything about the Hasura itself. Tosis is focusing only on the Yatra Atmos, which is the separate distinct halacha. This is the worst place for Tosis to end up. This Chakira just did us in. It's so clear, it's so obvious that that's what the Rishonim argue about. There's not a question in my mind that the Machlekes Taisa and Rama, whether it carries over to Malchus, is this Chakira. But now Taisa ends up right where we don't expect him to be. Because according to Taisa, it's Mamash Shastira B'nei Ubei. The two things that Taisa says in Ksubas Lamigim, we're learning at Taisa Lamigim, Taisa had two Chidushim and Daf Lamigim. Chiddush number one is that he's taking a stand on the Machlokes Rashi in the Ramah, that Tais is assuming that the din of Yatrat Lamisa is separate from the Etzem din of Hasara, because that's why Tais didn't say boo, didn't say a word about Hasara. So Tais is learning like Rashi, Masechah Sanhedrin, that's a totally separate halacha, because the Hasara was done with the Kabbalah Hasara. According to Tais, there's step 1, 2, 3. One is the Hasara. Two is the response to the Hasara, which is the end of the paragraph. Three is the brand new halacha. That was clear from the first 20 minutes of Shia, that Tosis holds that Yatrat Salamisa is a brand new din. And in the same breath, Tosis also says that the din of Yatrat Salamisa applies to Malchus, because otherwise the whole Sugging Subas doesn't read smoothly. How could Tosis say both of those statements? It's a steer, Menei Obey, and the Tosis. So make up your mind, what is the nature of Yatrat Salamisa? If I say, for the fifth time, I don't know how many times it says it on the board here. Yeah, three times already. Yater Atzma Lemisa. We're on such a roll. I'm having such a good time with this and marker and everything. It's just erasing so nice. I want to keep on going. Okay? No worries. Get into it. Yater Atzma Lemisa. So we have a basic Hakira. What Yater Atzma Lemisa is? Is it a Din Chadash? Or is it a Prat Basra? And we have two issues that revolve around this. Issue number one is the Sugya between Rashi and the Ramah in terms of is Kabbalah Hasra identical with Yatrat Zmulamisa, or is it a separate statement? And then number two is there such a halacha for Malchus? So when it came to the Machlokes Rashi and the Ramah, where did Tosfos find themselves? Where did Tosfos place themselves? In what? In the Din Chadash part, like Rashi. In the vis-a-vis Malchus, where does Tosfos place themselves? Asura. Can't be in two places at the same time. You have to decide what in the world is the nature of Yatir Atzma Lemisa. So everyone thought about this? Who read the Tosfos? Ksubas Lama Gimel. Everyone read the Tosfos? Everyone realized that the Tosfos Ksubas Lama Gimel is addressing the Ashi and the Ramban Sanhedrin? Everyone realize that? Good. Everyone realized that Tosfos is taking a stand on the Machlokes Tosfos and the Ramah about Yatir Atzma Lemalchus? Everyone realized that. Did everyone realize that those two statements looked in Tosfos are contradictory to one another? I assume everyone's with us at this point, okay? Tosfos, no? You need Tosfos, Ashi? What are you doing last night? Running parties? What are Hanukkah parties? What are you learning? What's going on here? Come on, let's go. Rabbi say, a Hakira over here, it's 100% correct. Almost. If you hold it's a prad in Hilchos Hasra, there is no question under the sun that it carries over to Malchus as well. And not even the latest Hasra. If you hold like those Rishon, that's a prad in Hilchos Hasra, if there's Hasra by Malchus, then there's Yat Atul Misa by Malchus also. You don't need any great Chachma to figure that out. But what I'm not so sure is, does the fact that it's a din chadash automatically mean that the Rambam is right? Can it be a din chadash? Can we have our cake and eat it? Can we declare that Yatrat Zmulamisa is a din chadash? It's an independent halacha, and it still applies to Malchus. So I said, how can you do that? Ein l'chabol l'chidushai. How dare you do that? I am telling you without any suffix that someone on this board holds that way. That it's a din chadash. I have no shayla. It's a din chadash. I have no question about that. Who is that? Tosfos. And I still have no problem with Tosfos saying that it applies to Malchus, not because Tosfos believes that it's a product of Hasra. I don't believe Tosfos says that. I believe Tosfos holds Din Chadash, and it still applies to Malchus. How am I going to prove that to you? How am I going to prove that to you? How in the world am I going to prove to you it's a Din Chadash, Exer Sakosov, Yuma Sabes, Hasra is over, it's long gone, Kabbalah Hasra is finished, Yatat Tzimis is a brand new din, and it still applies to Malchus? How am I going to prove that to you? There's only one way to do that. What do I need? I can't just make up Chiddush. I can't just extend Chiddushim. What do I need to extend the Chiddush? What do I need? To take a Chiddush and plug it into another area of Allah. I need a Gzeres HaKosov. I need a Pasuk. I need a something. Or, I don't always need a Pasuk for it. I could sometimes use other mechanisms, other ways to get Dinim D'Oraisa when I need them. Anyone daven Shacharis this morning? If you didn't, you don't have that much time left. Anyone say Rabbi Shmuel Omer? Kal v'chomer? That's a good way to make up dinim deraisa. Do it all the time. Rashi in the sixth parasha. Say Echad me'asara kal v'chomer shebatayra. What was the kal v'chomer? What was the kal v'chomer in Parshas Miketz? Rashi in the other Parshas Miketz. Hein kesef heshivonu elecha be'eretz Kanaan. The brothers turn around to Yosef, the shliach of Yosef, what are you talking about? You're accusing us of stealing? We brought back the money. Kal v'chomer, we're not going to steal new money. Was that a good kal v'chomer or a bad kal v'chomer? If the brother said, it must be a good kal v'chomer. It was a gemara kal v'chomer. It does the echem yasara kal v'chomer shebetayra. So what happens? Yosef's right hand man didn't say Rabbi Shmuel Omer that morning. He didn't accept kal v'chomer. What was this pirchet of the kal v'chomer? They were 100% right. It's a kevalik kal v'chomer. What was the pirchet of kal v'chomer? So it says in the Medrash, "Vayechapes, v'gadol heichel, uva'katon kila." What does that mean? "Vayechapes, v'gadol heichel, uva'katon kila." Who's the gadol? Who's the oldest brother? Reuven. So it says in the Medrash that he didn't check Reuven's sack. He checked Shimon's sack first. And whereas the pasuk sounds like he started with the oldest and he checked every single one, the Medrash says, no, he didn't check all of them. He only checked two. He checked Shimon's sack and he checked Binyamin's sack. Right? Those are the only two people who he checked. He didn't check anybody else. Why? What? I think the Biskarov says, no? It's later, the Biskarov. One of them says that, because the Kavachomer was right. They convinced him that it was a good Kavachomer. But he turned around and said, but there are two brothers here who don't have the Kavachomer. Shimon, because he never went back there at Canaan, he was stuck in jail with them, and Binyamin never came in the first place. So the Shaliach said, you're right, the Kavalik Kavachemer, I'm not going to check the other ones. But by Chapez, by Gadol Hechel, I will check Shimon, I will check Binyamin, it's Eil Gavi, I'm Takas Binyamin. So I'm risky, fighting the Kavachemer, the outskirts of Mitzrayim. Wow, we think of all the drama taking place in the Pasha's Miket, who would have ever thought there was a Machlekes about Huch's Kavachemer going on? Okay, what are we talking about, boys? Getting back to this point. The boys say, I'm going to prove to you. We shouldn't prove to you. The Yad Ramah already said it. It could be, it's quite possible, that this is a Din Chodesh. It's a brand new Din called Yumas Ameis Exeris HaKasuf, but it still applies to Malchus. How do you know that the Etzem Din of Hasra applies to Malchus? Anyone look at the Gemara carefully in Masechet Sanhedrin? Of Memon Beis? What's the Malchus? And not immediately that there's Malchus by, that there's Hasra by Malchus. I've been saying to you for the last hour, Malchus by Hasra by Malchus, everybody knows that. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry knows that. What's the Malchur? What does the Gemara say? Anyone notice? Gemara says, Kavachomer. Madoch Misa, which is so serious. The guy did such a terrible Aveira. We cannot punish him without Hasra. Malchus will kill Shigain. He didn't do such a bad thing. We're not going to be such in a rush to punish him. So Kavachomer, he requires Hasra. So you see that the Gemara already accepted such a kal v'chomer mimisal Malchus. When Tosfos says that the Vaparsha in Ksubas Taflam Gimel that there's a din of Yatir Atzmal Malchus, Tosfos never meant to say because the nature of the din of Yatir Atzmal Misa is a prat in the Hasra. Lo hayidvar mi'aylem. Other Rishonim held that way. The Rambam maybe held that way. We don't hold like that, says Tosfos. We have no way of knowing why Tosfos said that there's a din of Yatir Atzmal Malchus. What was the Machmanon immediately? We guessed. We superimposed our theory of this Chakira into Shittas HaTosfos. So we said, it must be the only way to explain the way Tosfos is that there's a din of Yatzah Atzvah L'misa by Malchus also. It must be that Tosfos holds it's a problem of Chasos Hira. And we went in our merry way, and then we ran into a Machlokes and a steer in Tosfos, and we didn't know where to go. We have to backpedal for a minute. It's not Muchach. It's not Muchach that if you hold this a din Chodesh that you have to hold like the Rambam. It could be a din Chodesh and still hold like Tosfos. And it's just a very simple, plain and simple kal v'chomer. It's the same kal v'chomer. We're not making up a kal v'chomer. It's not a new. There's Rabbi Shmuel in there. There's the old kal v'chomer. The same way the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Mem Aleph says, if you have the din of Hasra by Misa, kal v'chomer is the din of Hasra by Malchus. If there's a din chodesh called Yatzas of the Misa and it appears by Misa, kal v'chomer by Malchus also. The Pella really is on the Rambam. So Rabbi said, when all the dust settles, we know two things from Hatoys. So reading Hatoys and Ksubas, you have to walk away with two statements. Number one, the Tosis seems to be saying, seems to be taking a stand on the Chayim Rashi and the Rama in Maseches Sanhedrin from the fact that Tosis did not discuss the Etzem Hasra. Tosis rather talk about the secondary halacha called Yatra Atzel Misa. It sounds like Tosis holds the Shtikl Torah that we said, that the Etzem Hasra is the din of the Isser, the Yatra Atzel Misa is the din of the Einesh, the two have nothing to do with each other, and the whole discussion about Musal Davacham and Musal Davakal only licked in the Einesh part. So it sounds like Tosis is taking a stand like Rash against the Adrama. Then we ran into a brick wall because Tosis says in the same breath, basically, Tosis is obviously implying that there is a din of Yatatz for Lamalkus, which we at first glance thought is also depends on the same Chakira, which puts Tosis in the opposite camp. So now we're revamping ourselves and saying no. Our Chakira is a nice, interesting Chakira, but you don't, if you hold Hilchos Hasra, then for sure the din would apply to Malkus. But it could be that it's a din Chadash and it still carries over to Malkus, based on Kal V'Chomer. So when all the dust settles, I still think that our reading of Tosis is correct. I think that Tosis for sure holds like Rashi, Maseches Sanhedrin. I know for sure that Tosis holds the din of Yatzma L'Malchus, but I don't think that Yatzma L'Malchus, the existence of that din, indicates that Tosis held that it was a product of Chosos Ra. I'm more comfortable saying it's the din Chodesh according to Tosis with the Kal V'Chomer and calling it a din.
The Yad Ramah is much smoother because Yad Ramah says, I have a Kal V'Chomer in the Gemara by Yasra. And now I'm extending that same halacha of Hasra right. with my own Kal V'Chomer. I'm just borrowing
right. That's the right. That's right. Where Tosis right? Tosis bichir. Tosis taking the Kal V'Chomer and saying, well, if the Kal V'Chomer worked in din A, B, and C, we're going to apply it to D, E, and F. Right. Good. So in all the dust cells, I think we can still read the Tosis. There's still a lot to be said in the Tosis, but I think that we have the biurim of these two halachas. These two statements of Tosis are not necessarily askew to one another. The Rambam, I think that Rabbi Elazar maybe said the Kal V'Chomer is talking about big chiddush that says it's such a Kal V'Chomer. It's always that Kal V'Chomer is always true. I could be the Kal V'Chomer if I care. So everybody saying, let's go back to the sugya itself, back to the Gemara. Okay, putting aside Tosis for a moment. So we have this running machlokes in our Gemara with a Musal Davrachom, or Havi Musal Davrachal, Vavi Musal Davrachal. Our Gemara unresolved. Ksubas Lama Gimel can't tell anything. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Pei about the Niskalim and Nisrafin story. The Gemara also says, Hachamai Skin and Kibel Hasra Stam. You know, can't tell anything. There's no clear conclusion to this discussion. We don't know what the machlokes is. It exists across the svaras, but at the end of the day, it doesn't seem to be any indication clearly in Chazal one way or the other. Since this is still an open question in Shas, it behooves us to look around a little bit, do our own research, and see: are there any other Gemaras that have any impact on this, that shed any light on this discussion, or is just we saw it all? We saw Rav Shisha ben David, Rav Ashi fighting it out over here. We read the Gemara as potentially bringing a raya to the header and being doich the raya, kibbol ha'as to astam, and we have nothing else to talk about. Is there any other Gemara that has any relevance to this discussion? So there's another Gemara tucked away in Maseches Sanhedrin, where the Gemara is discussing the following halacha. The Gemara is discussing a situation of a person who did an aveira, that he happens to be Chayav Mises Beizin for. Just one small technicality, he's not Jewish. Now, there is a din of Mises Beizin for Goyim also. It's a different system, called the Shev Mises Benoich. Very different. The Aveiras are different. There are many, many things that if a Jew does, he's Chayav Mises Beizin for Goyim Hetagomer, and vice versa. There are things that if a Goy does, he's Chayav Mises Beizin, not that Jews Hetagomer, but not necessarily carry with it Mises Beizin. Even Menachai doesn't carry Mises Beizin. Kineva doesn't carry Mrs. Bezin, the Dina Shel Yisrael, but Dina Akum is a different system of halachas. But every once in a while you have a little bit of an overlap between the two, because the person did the Aver B'Shah at the time when he was a Goy, and then lo and behold he converts. Now he's Nisgaya. And now the question becomes, what do we do with this Chiyah Mrs. Bezin that's sitting on him? So we have a timeline over here. Okay, so when is it? What's today's date? Chafei Kislev? I want you to know that. Okay. So, Chav Hei Kislev. What happened to Chav Hei Kislev? So you have a guy, his name is a good Goyish name.
John.
Antiochus. Oh, too long. Okay. John. Okay. John violates an Aveira. What's the Aveira that John violates? Ishish. Okay? Ishish. That sounds pretty serious. That's Gilirayas. That smacks of Chayav Mises Beis Din, Bidin Yaakov, no question, right? Okay. all of a sudden, on where? Over here, on Aleph Teves, John becomes what? John becomes, what John, what's his name, John, what's his Hebrew name, John?
Yonatan,
that's Jonathan. Yochanan, the H is a Ches, Yochanan, okay? John becomes Yochanan, right? Yochanan, Yochanan. John becomes Yochanan, okay? Milestone becomes Yochanan. Okay, on Hey Teves, Yochanan comes with Nei Beis Din. And Beis Din trying to figure out, what are we supposed to do with this guy? He was Mazana B'nei Shazish a mere 10 days ago, which carried with it a Chiyah of Mrs. Beis Din. He was this guy, yeah, that's very nice, that's beautiful, but irrelevant to that discussion. He's still Chayav Mizveh, unless you want to say, is Ketinuk Sh'Nolad Dami? That's already a big Bechidush to apply. Ketinuk Sh'Nolad Dami in this area of Halacha, maybe, up for discussion, but we're going to assume not that way. So the Chori is still Chayav Mizveh Din. So he became Yechemes, Azma. So we're giving Mrs. Beis Din now. The Chayav, that's the Din, right? Pashas, that's the Din. Comes the Gemara and says, not so fast. Comes the Gemara and says, you can only give a Mises Beis Din in a Beis Din show Yisrael. He's a Yisrael now. So we're going to have to use the Jewish standards. So it would be Dadim and Beis Din of 23, presumably, right? Like Beis Din show Yisrael. We're only going to give him a Chiyah Mises Beis Din now for an Aveira that if in theory he would have done B.A.C. Yisrael, he would have been Chiyah Mises Beis Din for. So in order to be B'chayv Mrs. Beis Din, he has to be something that at the time B'shasa Isser, B'shasa Aveir, he was Chayv Mrs. Beis Din, and B'shas Maisa of Misa is also Chayv Mrs. Beis Din. If somehow he did something that he wouldn't be Chayv Mrs. Beis Din right now, but Teres Yisrael, so we wouldn't give him Mrs. Beis Din. Now that's the premise of the Gemara. So let's say, for example, let's say it wasn't Eishes Yisrael, let's say it was Eiv Menachai. So John had Eiv Menachai on Chafei Kislev. He realized it a few days later, it's not worth it, Eiv Menachai is not so good anyway, I might as well become Jewish. He becomes Jewish, and then we catch him on Hey Tavis, and we say, aha, Yechai Mises Beis Din, what you did 10 days ago is John. So John turns around and says, Ich bin John, ich bin Yechanan. As Yechanan, Eiv Menachai doesn't carry with him Yechai Mises Beis Din, so Taki right, the Gemara says you can't kill him. But we're not talking about Eiv Menachai, we're talking about Eish Yisrish. Eish Yisrish is Bein B'din Yisrael, Bein B'din Yaakov, Chai Mises Beis Din. What? Oh, wait, hold on. So comes the Gemara and says, so now it becomes very, very dachistic. Now it becomes very, you have to be very, very careful. And you have to figure out which kind of an Eish Yisrish did he violate. So the different standards of Eish Yisrish. In the world of B'nai Noach, in the Shev Mitzvah B'nai Noach, if John is Mazana with any Eish Yisrish, whether she's a Jewish Eish Yisrish, she's a Goyish Eish Yisrish, it doesn't matter. For the, in his world, in his religion, in his set of rules, his standards, this is an Eish Yisrish, that's it, she's an Eish Yisrish, it's over, done, finished. She didn't have Kiddushin? She didn't do anything. Bulas Baal Yesh for him. Quote about in Torah, Adam Pagei Yisha Meshuk, right, a ball out, right, finished it, Nasizish, then the Chodover. In Quote about in Torah, or for Goyim, who, even though they're post-Matan Torah, but for them it's still pre-Matan Torah, because he hasn't, not yet Yerachim, so for him it's still pre-Matan Torah. Bulas Baal Yesh for him. So when John did the Aveir of Eish Yisrish, it doesn't matter who he was Mazana with, he was Mazana with Mary, he was Mazana with Kathy, it doesn't matter who he was Mazana with. He's Chayav Mises Beis Din. But the problem is, if he would have been Yochanan, and he would have been Mazana with Mrs. Smith, he would have been Mazana with a Goyish Eish Yisrish, that would not have carried with it a Chayav Mises Beis Din. I didn't say it's a good thing, but it's not a Chayav Mises Beis Din. Isha Sheyinaf as Eish Yisrish, Sheyinaf as Eish Yisrish, Re'eu, Pral Eish Yisakum, I just made up that drasha. Pral Eish, it's got to be Re'eu, maybe not. It has to be Eish Yisrish. So Bioso, John, he's Chayav, even though it's a Goyish Eish Yisrish. Bioso, Yechanan, he wouldn't be Chayav. So now, if he's John, it becomes Yechanan, you can't make him Chayav. If he was Mazana with an Eish Yisrish, it's a Goyish Eish Yisrish. But what if Bioso, John, he was Baal who? He was Baal, not Mrs. Smith, but Mrs., I don't know, Mrs., okay, whatever the name is, right? Mazana with an Eish Yisrael. So now, we can get him on all counts, because Kolzman, he was John, he was Mazana with the Jewish Eish Yisrish, he's Chayav Mises Eish Yisrish. If he would have done the same thing, I was Yerichan, he's Vayit the Chayav Mises Beis Din. So says the Gemara, guess what? We can tackle make him Chayav Mises Beis Din. We can tackle make him Chayav Mises Beis Din. Breathe a sigh of relief. He's going to be Chayav Mises Beis Din. So you have to be very, very careful. Eishes ish akom. Ball eishes akom. We can't be mechayev misa. Ball eishes Israel. Then he can be chayev misa. And again, the reason being, in order to, the only way we can meet out a chayev misa beis under these unique, very very bizarre circumstances, is it has to be an avera that Beyelso Akom carries with it chayev misa beis din, and Beyelso Yisrael vayt carries with it chayev misa beis din. That's the gemara. Fair she gemara. Right, everyone saw the gemara in Sanhedrin? No one saw it? Kind of saw it? Okay, make believe you saw it. I just told you. Okay. Comes Tosfos and starts to chisel away at this gemara. Comes Tosfos and says, wait a second. Let's go through the facts here carefully. Says Tosfos, when John did this Aveir of Eishes Ish, did we give him Asura or did we not give him Asura? What's the answer? So there happens to be a din that the Chiddush HaTorah of Asura doesn't apply to Goyim. A person does the Eivim HaChayiv without Asura, it's also Chayiv Misa. This formal halacha, the official formal Asura, was given to Klai Yisrael. So do we know for a fact there was Asura given to John at the time? What do you think? What makes us believe there must have been Asura given to John? What? Because if you want to kill him now as Yechanan, what did the Gemara say? You cannot kill him if he violated Eishes Akom, because Eishes Akom is a type of an Aveira that doesn't carry Mises Beis Din and Beis Din Shal Yisrael. So if we're talking about the possibility of giving him Mises Beis Din and Beis Din Shal Yisrael, the Chiddush HaLocha is that it has to have all the makings of a Beis Din Shal Yisrael. It has to have all the conditions of a Chiyum Mises Beis Din Shal Yisrael. One of those conditions being obviously Asura. So it must be that Hachal Maskin, they gave him Asura. They didn't give him Asura, so there's nothing to talk about. Tosfos made an equation the same way that Eishes Akom we're not going to make you chayav for, because by the time he turns around to be Yechon, and Yechon is not chayav misa for Eishes Akom, so Yechon wouldn't be chayav misa with Hasra either. So Tosfos just made an equation that Eishes Akom is the halachic equivalent of what? Of an Aveira, B'li what? B'li Hasra. Because this Chiddush, this din is that you have to have a chayav b'toras, klal yisrael b'toras Yisrael, in order to give Mises Beis Din to Yochanan / John, John / Yochanan. So Tosfos starts out by saying, for sure there was a Hasra given. If not, then the sugya falls flat on its face. So there was a Hasra given. Anyone want to tell me what the Hasra was exactly? Someone want to formulate exactly what this Hasra was? We said to John, you better not do that. That's a really bad thing. And if you do that, you know what you're going to get? We have to give him a Jewish Hasra. So here we're talking to a guy, we're talking to John, and we're learning Masech Sanhedrin with him. Because we want to eventually get him 10 days later in Beis Din Shal Yisrael. So Tosfos is assuming you had to give him a full-fledged Hasra that would meet the standards of a Yisrael Dik Hasra. So what did we say to him? We said, John, don't do that. Don't violate Eishes Ish. And if you do, what are we going to say? What's the next line? If you do, you're going to be chayev what? Sayef. Why are we going to say sayef to him? Because all b'nei noyach are misas to sayef. That's the only onish. That's the only misas beizim for b'nei noyach. The abba misas shenim sirul beizim only given for klal Yisrael. For goyim, the din is only a day sayef. That's the gemara says in Sanhedrin. So we're going to say to him, don't do that isser beish. This you're going to get sayef. Roll the clock forward 10 days later. He walks into beizim now, no longer John. He's now Yechanan. And we asked the Adam, no? What happened? They tell us the whole story. Did you give him Asura? We gave him Asura. What'd you say to him? We said, don't do that because you're going to get Saif. Basin starts scratching the head and saying, wait a second, we got the wrong Asura here. Wow, this is like, everything else is right. You just said one little technicality. This is like, you know, yeah, used to be in the old days. I don't think they'd make these mistakes anymore. In the old days, so when you used to get traffic tickets, what's the first thing you always look for? You used to get a parking ticket, the first thing you always look for. Mistake in the license plate, right? Because I think they just have pictures of it now, don't they? What do they do? The whole thing is a joke now. But it used to be in the old days, the cop would come and he would write that license. The cop, half the time, didn't write it down properly. You'd always get off on that. That was the best thing to get. Or the make of the car. The guy thought it was a Honda, it was a Toyota. He wrote down the wrong make of the car. He thought it was gray, it was silver, it was dark at night. You get off like that. It's a pure technicality. You parked, you've been sitting by this fire hydrant for the last 16 years. It doesn't matter. You have 400 tickets. If the cop wrote down the wrong number of the license plate, you parked him. That's the deal. That was always, do him a first one. That was always the way out. So Rabbi Sai, over here, Bezin's listening. We know he did Eishes Ish. We get everything down pat. We got Adam, we got Hasra, we got the works. And the Adam said the right thing to him. They gave him the right Hasra. He was a guy, he was John. They're going to know he's on the way to be a guyer. They knew that he's going to become Yechon in 10 days. They gave him a Shrotz. Why did they give him a Shrotz altogether? I don't know. But they gave him a Shrotz. So they gave him a Shrotz. They told him, Sayyid, now Bezin's trying to register the Hasra, wait, we got a mistake here on the Hasra. It's supposed to say Chenek, because Eishas is just Chenek, not Sayyid. What do you do? The Gemara says, no problem, Chayv is Bezin anyway, no big deal. Frak tells the Kasha, really? Is Chayv is Bezin really? Really, really, truly? He got a Hasra for Sayyid, and now he's ending up getting a what? He's getting a Misal Chenek. What is that smack of? Nobody knows. Why are we learning this Sugya? We have nothing else to talk about today. We couldn't have sang Charka songs. We had nothing to talk about today. No, this is a Musl Dover Chomer. Havi Musl Dover Kal. It's a Beferi Shigman. How do you read this din? This is a din Muskom. This is a din. Everyone agrees to this. No one saw this Taisus. Where's this Taisus? Bim Toibar. What are the Amorim fighting about? The Tifshon had the signs of Brisa. Also can be a Shrov this guy Chayev in Baalishas. This is Shrov Chach this guy. Bishum the Iyav and Hashter Baktolu. We are Korach Zaktaisus. We Asru Bay. We Lo Asru Bay. Iyav and Hashter Labaktolu. Like the Baalishas Akum. Alma Zetman from Dof of the Tanoi Musla Sayev Avi Musla Lachanek. What's Rav Shish Rida Ravidi Ravashi? All of a sudden, in the end, the last generation of Amorim, they're closing the Gemara up for it. That's it. In the last stages of the Gemara, Ravashi's writing those final touches, and all of a sudden, the late Amorim, before it goes to the press, they're having a fight about the Shaila, who was already decided 300 years earlier. Maseches Zedek and Daf Pei. It's a Beferi Shabrisa. This whole Brisa is assuming like this. Look to this Brisa, isn't it? Zachteisus, no. We made an assumption, and that assumption was an incorrect assumption. Says Taisus, guess what? There was no Hasra here. There never was Hasra here. No Hasra. How can you kill Yochanan without Hasra? There was no Hasra here. You know why? Because he did the Aveira when he was John. He didn't need Hasra. You're trying to bring a riot. For sure there was Hasra, and now we're trying to figure out, was it a good Hasra? No, there was never Hasra. There never was a need for Hasra. There was never Hasra here. How could you say there was never Hasra here? That would never fly in a Beis Din Shel Yisrael. And doesn't the din of Eishes Akum, the fact that he's potter by Eishes Akum, indicate that that's like an Aveira B'li Hasra? Isn't that equation true? Isn't that obvious? Says Taisus, no, not only is it not obvious, it's not right. Says Taisus, V'yesh loymar, Tafir lo asru, B'yelso nochri, Yesh lan l'chayvo. Half a piece in his gayer. Holuk van his chayev. V'lo mifta b'shud lo asru bey. Timiacha the Hashem Nami Yasu Beish Rabban Zechiv Misa. What did Taisus just say? What did Taisus just say? Taisus said this equation is not correct. This din that if he's Baal Eishes Akum, we can't hold him to task when he becomes Yisrael. That's a chisaron in what? In the etzem what? The etzem aveira. The act of Eishes Ish with an Eishes Akum is not a type of an issa to be mechayev somebody in Beis Din Shel Yisrael. That's not losinuf that the Torah was speaking. That's not most yumas aveh noif anu office that the Torah was speaking about. That's not the eishes ish chayv nisa. That's a different target. It's a different issa. It's a lower issa. In Beis Din Shel Goyim, in Dinei Yaakov, in the Shemitz Bnei Noach, that's enough to be chayv nisa. Eiv Menachai is also enough to be chayv nisa. Gazel is also enough to be chayv nisa. Eishes ish of Yaakov is not considered to be the full fledged issa of eishes. It's no kedushin. So it's a different kind of an eishes ish. It's a low level eishes ish. It's not enough to carry with him Mrs. Bezin and Bezin Shor Yisrael. So once he becomes Yechanan, you can only put Yechanan to death if he, at the time that he violated the Yisr, not only was it an Issa Bezin Shel Akum, but it was an Issa that would carry with it Mrs. Bezin for Yisrael also. But once we have been Keveya, that the Issur that was violated was a Yisraelic Issur, it was an Eishes Ish Bishlei Musa, it was a full-fledged Eishes Ish, the fact that some of the details of the protocol don't meet the standards of Bezin Shel Yisrael, big deal. Since when he did the Aveira, he was a goy anyway. Hilchas Hasra depends on the Shas Aveira. If it's Shas Aveira, he was a goy, so we treat him like a goy. That equation that Taisus met, don't you see from the fact that he's part of Eishes Akum, Zetman from Don, and Aveira B'li Hasra is the same thing, and therefore he won't be chayim, and you don't Zetman from Don, nothing. You don't see nothing from nothing, says Taisus. These are two different halachas. The Eishes Akum was Eishes Yisrael is a shear in the Aveira. That's in the Chepzah of the Aveira. Chepzah, whatever you want. That's in the Etzem HaAveira. The details, was there Hasra, was there no Hasra? That has nothing to do with the Aveira itself. That's a secondary protocol, secondary halacha. Look, no shaykhs whatsoever to add discussion. And therefore, even though Itaka didn't have any Hasra, no Hasra, zero, we could still put him to death, even as Yechanan, in the Beis Din Shel Yisrael, without any Hasra also, altogether. Does anyone have a little bit of a question on Tysus? A little bit of a something on Tysus? Did everybody like Tysus' original Havamina, that Eishes Achman and Verbally Asura are identical? Or does everybody like Tysus' backpedaling? Something's bothering me about Tysus' backpedaling. Tysus is making very light of something. Something very tangential of something. What are they kind of like trivializing almost? They're making very, very light of it. Man, there's no this, big deal. There's no what? Big deal, big spritz, there's no Hasra. Who cares? What's Hasra between friends? Who cares whether there's Hasra or not? The show must go on. He did the Aveir anyway. Really? Don't we know? Is that really true? Isn't Hasra really, really important? Isn't Hasra, to quote the Rambam, what is Hasra? But the court of Yosef Rabbi Huda, maybe, or somebody. Lo nitna Hasra l'havchem and shegel l'mezid. An aveira done without Hasra, you can't call it the same kind of an aveira. It's an aveira b'shegeg. Hasra is not just a trivial, because that's just a protocol. Hasra is not just a technicality, just a detail. Hasra is just a detail, that's all it is. That's all Hasra is, the detail. That's all it is right no more. And therefore, big deal, so we don't have, we'll still kill Yechon even without the detail. Hasra is not a detail. Hasra is critical. Hasra is major. Hasra defines the very Yisr. So we're not so tzefrida, we're not so excited about this Tysus backpedal. We saw what compelled Tysus to do it, but we are a little bit hesitant, a little nervous about it. Unless one wants to say something really, really razzle and dazzle. What can one say? Could perhaps want to put together the whole picture and say, I don't think Tysus is saying this, but we could say it. No, what do we want to say, everybody say?
Perhaps the Hasra, how much it's part of what I told to call the Etzem Avera, differs by Akma.
Well, Akma doesn't exist. You don't need Hasra by Akma. So Tysus said, what was Tysus' Lashon? Tysus' lashon was "Dafil lo asru biyosu nochri yeshlon lechayva." I wouldn't say that. I'm going to be gutsy and say I wouldn't say like Tysus. I would say "Yeshlon lomar de lo what?" He was never matir atzvo misa. Matir atzvo misa could be something which is what? That may be a little what? That may be a little more trivial. That may be a little more what? Just a trifle more what? Tangential. We basically know the guy's mazed already. We finished it already. We really know the guy's mazed. We know that already. We have that down pat. We know that. That's true. That the guy's mazed. Ella what? There's a chiddush haTorah that you need. What? No. You need the Yatras for the Misa, has got to formally acknowledge it, has got to say those words. Tini Mucham Zuman to be Chad Misa's based in. That's not a real Bilchid. That's something somewhat trivial. So maybe you could argue. Again, I don't think Tysus said. Tysus said Lo Asrube, then Lo Asrube. But one could answer Al Das HaTysus with the same Mahalach and not be forced to say that Hasra is meaningless. Hasra is so trivial. Hasra itself is very important. And the lack thereof, and Avera Bali Hasra is almost like being Bilanashis Akum. Because I don't really know that it's amazing in the first place. I don't know whether this is culpable in Beis Yisrael. I don't know whether this is chayv in Beis Yisrael. But if all you're lacking is the yater atzvo for the misa, that's okay. That wouldn't be so bad. How does that help us now, everybody saying? Because if what? No, well, we're not saying Tysus. We only should say Tysus. Means, according to what Tysus told us in Ksubas Daf Lamed Gimel, that the whole halacha of Misa Chamura, Hasra, Misa Chamura, Misa Kal, is not really a din in the Etzem Hasra. If anything, it's only Chisaron in the Yater Atzvo L'Misa. So that's the answer to Tysus Kasha. There never was a Yater Atzvo L'Misa. You don't need a Yater Atzvo L'Misa. There's no need for Yater Atzvo L'Misa. That's a technicality. You don't need it. That new Gezeres HaKosov, Yater Atzvo L'Misa, which is mamash a din b'frei atzma, a brand new din, that new din of yatzer atzma l'misa, that wasn't present in this case. And it doesn't really bother us that it wasn't present in this case. An aveira b'li hasra, no, that's eshes akum. But an aveira b'li yatzer atzma l'misa, that's like eshes yisro. So, perhaps, again, I don't think Tosfos said it, Tosfos Lashon didn't bear this out, but the way we were reading the Tosfos and Ksubis, where we were suggesting this whole radical pshat, this whole razzle-dazzle pshat, that Yatra Atzma L'misa is somewhat more tangential than the Etzem Kaviyas HaIsur of Mezid, one could suggest that would be an interesting way of answering Tosfos' dilemma. So Tosfos was bothered with the kasha. What happened to Musl Dov HaChob, to Musl Dov HaChob, what's going on? So Tosfos had a backpedal and say, it's Aveir B'li Hasra. We're nervous to go that far, but we're willing to be Tosfos halfway. It was an Aveira with Hasra, yeah, in order to be an Aveira Bezen Shei Yisrael, but it was an Aveira B'li Yatra Hatzvah L'misa. That doesn't concern us as much. So perhaps a suggestion, an Oyge Shleimer to this Tosfos. So if I say, we still haven't found any Gemara that's compelling one way or the other. We have Agamar left us hanging, Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Pei left us hanging, the Tosfos in Sanhedrin, the Pei leaves us hanging. There's one last Gemara that we have to analyze up from tomorrow and try to put this whole picture together to see what exactly is this role of Yatzer Atzma L'misa, how does this play out in terms of Musl Dov HaChom, Musl Dov HaKal, what exactly is or is not this Musl Dov HaChom, Musl Dov HaKal. So, well, time Shia, I think 11 o'clock should be enough time. I mean, the truth, I think we'll just start at 11 and we'll have to finish it.